You're listening to SBS News.
After a long Northern Hemisphere summer, West Australian sheep are again headed for the Middle East. 57,000 sheep will board a vessel owned by Kuwaiti importer KLTT and spend up to 3 weeks travelling to Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates. It's the first shipment since a temporary ban was imposed during the Northern Hemisphere summer. Footage released last year showed overcrowded sheep suffering from heat stress. It was later revealed nearly 2,500 sheep had died on board. That company, Emmanuel Exports, is now facing animal cruelty charges, but the industry as a whole says it's made changes to make sure it doesn't happen again. Holly Ludeman is a veterinarian employed by the live export industry.
One of the key recommendations from the McCarthy Review was moving from measuring success of a voyage from purely looking at mortality figures to looking at animal welfare outcomes. And that's been a key change in culture in the industry as well, to look at how we demonstrate what was already occurring, but how we communicate and be transparent about what happens on their vessels, but in all parts of the supply chain.
She also says the timing of the shipments have changed. Industry groups say Australia has lost some of its share of the market while the Northern Summer Moratorium was in place. Mark Harvey-Sutton is the CEO of the Australian Livestock Exporters Council.
Let's not forget that industry actually put forward the moratorium in the first place. I mean, we would have actually liked to have been shipping a little bit earlier. We thought we had a very sound scientific case to actually start at commence shipping at the start of September. But nonetheless, it's business as usual for us. We're open for business again, and we're very excited. You know, the trade's got a long, sustainable future, and that's what the departure of the vessel on Sunday represents.
The federal government has commissioned multiple reviews into the live export industry over the past 12 months, aimed at reducing the risk of heat stress to animals on board. But animal rights groups say the new measures don't go far enough. Jed Goodfellow is from the RSPCA.
Well, the RSPCA has always said that based on the scientific evidence, the live sheep trade to the Middle East cannot be conducted to acceptable welfare standards in a way that still allows the industry to be profitable. It is a business model that is built on animal suffering, and when we see animal welfare conditions actually applied to this industry, it very soon becomes unfeasible. And we're seeing that playing out right now. The trade is dying, and we need the Australian government to accept that fact and to assist producers in transitioning away from reliance on the live sheep trade.
Farmers in Western Australia provide around 80% of Australia's total live sheep exports. Bindi Murray is a second-generation sheep farmer from Woodanilling.
That's where live export is really different to the other supply chains that we sell our sheep into, and it's really important for us to be able to access it so that we can respond to the season. So the main concern is that producers need to make sure that we can still reduce our stock numbers really quickly, and certain categories of stock that are more difficult to fit into domestic processing are really perfect for live export.
It is estimated the live export trade provides more than 1,000 full-time jobs across Australia. And Ms Murray says farmers like her take animal welfare seriously.
You know, it's like these sale yards. They may be dirty, they may be a bit smelly, but there's not the inherent cruelty that people see. There has been bad behaviour, and we've all seen that. And so what we need to do is make sure that we're continuously improving and that we're actually making a difference and doing live export well.
Farmers seeking to secure the future of an industry that animal rights groups want to see relegated to the past. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.